Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The big boy, Mark Cabali, is on that Sullivan Super Service Hotline. Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. But I want to tell you first, you can join Crowley, first name Adam, and True Fan Travel on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the black and gold play across the pond. Five nights in Dublin, that includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more. Hotel and or land-only packages available. For info on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 937thefan.com. Well, guess who's not going to be in Ireland with the Steelers? Mr. George Pickens. And that brings us to the big boy. Mark, Bob was surprised by the timing. I'm really not. I'm not surprised at all that they decided to move on from George Pickens, and I commend them for it. What's your take on this deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing really surprising is the timing, to be honest with you. I mean, if this was made 2 weeks ago, nobody would bat an eyelash. You'd be like, okay, makes sense, get a draft pick. But now you go through the entire draft without adding another wide receiver, and most people now look at it as we're right back at square one. You replace Pickens with replace Metcalf with Pickens, and now what do we got? A bunch of mumble jumble two threes and fours here.
Well, isn't that an upgrade in terms, especially in terms of attitude, and especially in terms of effort, and possibly in terms of production?
Oh, I agree with you on all of that. I mean, if you were able to get the third round pick, what they were able to do, and I think that's probably where the timing came in at, where it was probably more of a fourth round pick than a third round pick before the draft, then you were able to be able to get a third round pick after the draft. So I think that's why the timing's crazy. But other than that, it's a smart idea. I mean, you can't take any chances. What's surprising to me is for everything that I've heard, it was Mike Tomlin was the one that was in front of this all. It wasn't Art. It wasn't Omar. It was Mike and the organizational decision of it's time to move on.
Right. Unfortunately, also, Tomlin was at the forefront of drafting the guy and thinking he had outsmarted the league by ignoring all the warning signs. Where is Bob Limits?
I think he went to get food.
My understanding is he was having more blowouts than the Thunder Grizzlies series.
Oh, but I hope
I hope he's okay.
Do you like that one, Mark?
Yeah.
Stop with Ron. All right. So you like the deal because why? Because they avoided a pending implosion from Pickens, who might not have been able to handle the fact that they gave his job and his money to another man?
Yeah. I mean, they just didn't trust him. I mean, the fact that is this was not something he come and pounded on the door for and said, I want it traded. He just wanted to play out. He wanted to do the T. Higgins thing. So he had the mindset of being a guy that was going to play by the rules this year. But, I mean, how much can you really trust that? Because we've seen 3 years of, I mean, you can name three, four, five incidents that we know of.
10, actually, but go ahead.
I mean, how this is my point, Joe. How many things do we don't know about?
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
That, yeah. So, I mean, I the only thing that I think stinks if you're a Steelers fan is I would love to see George and DK together. That would have been an interesting dynamic, not, you know, fighting or anything, just how they play football together.
Me too. I would love to have seen Martavis Bryant and Antonio Brown together too.
Yeah.
I think Martavis Bryant might be the most talented guy of all the above. And he was yet another receiver who started to show signs of going south here, and Tomlin couldn't reel him back in. Once they start to waver, he is unable to bring them back in. And that goes for Claypool and Johnson and this guy and Martavis and Antonio. The list goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. The thing with Martavis is you look back on it and you're thinking, oh, he'd probably still be in the league right now if this wasn't 10 years ago, the stuff he did, right?
No doubt. So let me ask you this, because this is definitely a related and very important question. They didn't take a receiver in the draft this year, but they still have a guy that they took in the third round last year. They invested a fairly high pick in. What do we make of Roman Wilson? Do we believe that the idea that he was unable to grasp the offense? Where are we going with him?
No, I think it's twofold with him. I think he's athletic, extremely athletic. Just watching him coming back from that injury, seeing him on the field, he has a ton of talent. But, I mean, that's all he has right now. He has no resume. You don't know what he can do when, you know, it's live bullets, so to speak, out there. You have no clue. So it makes it a risk right away there. I think last year is if he would have never got hurt in the Arthur Smith, jet sweep play in training camp, that I think he would have been fine last year. But when
the big story there was that the big story there was he didn't run the jet sweep for Cordarrelle Patterson, but go ahead.
A lot of times you see with rookies, once they get hurt early in the process, and if it's an extended period of time, like it was him, I mean, to steal the line from Tomlin, it is tough for those young guys to get back on the moving train, as in not learning the playbook, but just getting ready and to be able to learn like a pro to be able to be ready. So I think that was his problem right there. I think he has all the talent in the world, but once again, you can't put all your eggs in the Roman Wilson basket, because he's only played about two more snaps than me and you in the professional league there, Joe.
I'm only putting an egg or two in his basket. Bob believes.
Hey, it's Bob.
Yeah, Bob, are you okay? That was what was my concern. There were reports you were having more blowouts than the Thunder Grizzly series. Is everything all right?
That would not be true.
Okay. Denying that report, is everything all right?
I'm fine.
According to a source.
According to a source.
You don't have sources where I just went. So, if you do, then you're doing something that should not be legal.
Wait, where were you, Bob?
None of your business. Let's go on with the conversation. All right. Time is limited.
Okay. Bob believes that another move might be on the horizon, that the Steelers made this knowing they're going to make another move, perhaps a trade of some kind, a signing of some kind. We saw Gabe Davis released today. Do you agree with that? Are they still going to bolster that room some more?
I think they're going – I mean, I don't know anything, but I would think that they would stand pat right now. Maybe after OTAs, if they find out that, you know, these guys that they have aren't going to perform. I just think that Robert Woods, they must think that he's much better than the rest of us think he is right now.
Yes, I think so.
I think that's what they might be thinking right now. I don't know. I mean, is there an Alan Lazard trade happening? My goodness, what are we doing here? I mean, is there an Amari Cooper, which I would not be against Amari Cooper. Everything I hear about Amari Cooper, he's a great locker room guy. He just was a little banged up in Buffalo once he got traded last year, and I think he had a wrist problem, plus they'd like to spread the ball around. I think that guy would fit in right nicely as well, but I think they'll hold off. That might be something you might see later in training camp if they realize that these guys aren't going to get the job done.
Bob, would you bring in Amari Cooper and his Tommy Pham-like toughness?
Yeah, I would. I thought he still has value left, you know, as a number two especially. He wouldn't be under the same microscope as being a number one someplace. So, yeah, I think at some point you'll see another name. I'm not sure when or how they extract it from another team or trade or sign it in free agency. But I thought, Mark, all along that if you make this move, then, you know, maybe you should have drafted another wide receiver and just add another something in there as opposed to being so thin because one injury away from who knows what.
So you're not a Scotty Miller or Ben Skowronek fan?
I mean, those guys are high overachievers, but yeah, not exactly. They have a role, role that we're looking to fill, which is a number two.
That's the whole criticism, I think. The only criticism of the trade is the timing, because then you can't address that in either free agency and or the draft. So you leave yourself pretty much thin at the position, unless we are all just missing the boat on Robert Woods. I'm going to have to go look up some Robert Woods tape over the past couple of years. Maybe he is a lot better than we think he is right now. Maybe that's the case, too.
I'd rather have Icky Woods. Remember the Icky Shuffle?
Oh, Mark? Yeah. I used to love the Icky Shuffle.
That was great.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Remember the Icky Shuffle with his, didn't he do a commercial with the Icky Shuffle?
Yes, he did in later years. Ron and I met Icky Woods later. Very kind man.
What college did he go to? Did he go like UNLV or something?
I think
out
so.
West, yeah.
I think so. Yeah. So, all right. We're left with the receiver room as is, but we don't know who the quarterback will be. Bob threw out another theory. He said this was just a theory, but I thought it was interesting. Could it be that they suddenly, Aaron Rodgers told them no? So they're basically saying, all right, I'm scaling back a little. Where do we stand on Rodgers?
What I've most recently heard was that there's been not much communication. I mean, there's not much news. It's not like he contacted them and say, yeah, I'm out. So they're just waiting like the rest of us of waiting for that answer to be official. So,
But Mark, why can't he just say yes? If he's doing it, just say yes. There is no other obligation that you have to make. You don't. In other words,
you mad, man.
Well, no, it's not making me mad. We'll do this stuff every day. We do it. I try to remove my own emotions from this. I'm just saying, to make it easier on them and him, instead of answering these stupid questions day in and day out, why not just say, yeah, I'm coming, but I'm not going to be there to a certain date. Who cares what the date is? If he has personal issues, the Steelers can say, fine, we'll honor that. You go do what you do, but at least we know where we are.
The only thing I can possibly think of is if something does happen in his personal life, then he would have to renege on his contract and it would make him look bad. That's the only thing I could think of rationally.
Or if he's still contemplating retirement.
I don't think so.
I don't either, but I'm just – these go out there because
– aren't there rumors that he's getting married, Bob?
Well, there was a picture from the Kentucky Derby, right, Austin, that he had a wedding ring on or something.
He did, yeah.
You'd know better than anyone, big boy. Is McAfee getting invited to the Aaron Rodgers wedding? And by extension, might you as a member of the McAfee show?
Yeah, I'll be there June, 7 to 10 days. That's when it will be.
7 to 10 days.
He'll be married within 7 to 10 days.
Need a spot to park for the AC/DC concert? Try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place just steps away from PNC Park and a short walk to Acrisure Stadium, located along the South Commons. Prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. The best part is an easy exit in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place offers parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. Bob, would you like to throw another question at the big boy?
What did I miss so I don't duplicate what
it's
you said
okay
coming
if you
in?
Duplicate. It would take too long.
Okay, then I have no further questions.
I have no further questions. All right, big boy, we had a landmark moment on the show earlier when it was revealed again that Limits is taking all kinds of heat from callers because he doesn't like Will Howard and isn't even open to him being any good. And
that's a typical Penn State guy.
Right. That's what people are saying.
Is. Again, I said that I think Will Howard can be a good backup quarterback. And if he can be a backup for them as a sixth-round pick, that's a good career.
Okay. So
I agree with you on that.
People were all over Limits saying he's saying that because he's an Aller guy. He wants Howard to fail, et cetera.
It's not true.
And then all of a sudden,
say that.
I don't want him to
that.
Fail.
And then all of a sudden, Bob jumps into the fray. And I asked Bob a simple question, and I want your answer to this question. If I gave you the choice to start a franchise right now, with quarterback Drew Aller?
I don't think you phrased it like that. Did you phrase it like that?
I phrased it word for word like that.
I thought you said...
You're starting a franchise. Which guy would you start with? And
no,
I know you don't think either is a franchise quarterback, but these...
I don't.
All right, phrase it this way. Who's the better quarterback, Will Howard
right.
or Drew
That's
Aller?
That's what I thought Bob? You were trying... I said Howard.
I mean, isn't that the same thing? I did phrase it the other way.
You could have a better quarterback like Austin said, who's a backup and gets a nice career
who's
out of it.
Who's the better quarterback, Will Howard or Drew Aller? You said Will Howard.
I said I like him better than I do Drew Aller.
That's what I that's said. That's it. Yes.
What do you say, Mark?
What do you say, Mark?
I just want to hear you two fight back some more.
I'm not a fighter. I'm not going to spit in his face. I'm not going to do anything that would drag him to bring his belt out on me. You know, not going to happen.
By the way, that usher was very resourceful. I would have never thought of pulling out the belt.
Yeah, that was quite a move.
That was...
Who would you take?
When you get spit in the face, man, any everything's open game. But if I'm starting a franchise and it's Will Howard or Drew Aller, and mind you, I would preface with saying I hate Ohio State and Penn State, I would go with Drew Aller.
I think
it's a good choice.
Thank you, Mark.
Good for
everybody
you.
Would. That's why one guy's a sixth-round pick, or most people would, I should say, and the other guy is going to go in the first round. And I don't even like Aller that much. But Bob might be right, and our listeners might be right. They've weighed in with City Limits on his Twitter poll. I just think if Will Howard had been drafted by the and we presented that question to fans, they would feel a lot different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people were just tweaking Limits too because they know he's a Penn State guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's true. That
you should have seen what happened with him and Bob. Limits called Bob's opinion ridiculous.
Oh.
It wasn't so much the word, it was the emotion behind the word.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
Do we got that on audio? Or
I think we do. Can we find that?
No, we don't want to find it.
You called it ridiculous?
Yeah, it might be on video unless Bob says he doesn't want it on our social post.
No, I don't want that aggravation.
You don't want it to be our social
post
of the day?
No, I don't want it to be the social post because all it does is lead to more distractions and more things you got to do, and I don't want to deal with that.
I was going
to
say, the nicest man in Pittsburgh sports media against this dope saying that he thinks Drew Aller is really good.
No.
He raised Bob's ire, I can tell you that, because of really, frankly, the condescending way that Limits presented his opinion toward Bob.
And I went down and got Limits food, too. I did everything in my power to extend olive branches throughout this whole process.
Bob, how can I extend an olive branch to you?
Bob combating insults with kindness, as he often does.
It's the only way to go. Seriously.
Did you bring Limits food?
I did.
Wow. What a gesture.
Your follow-up would be, why not me? But you already had like six pizzas, so I thought there was no more room in your stomach.
Phil Spano's pizza.
Solo pizza.
I don't know what else to ask, Mark. I guess finish off with how will you remember the George Pickens era, and do you think he'll thrive in Dallas?
That's a good question, because I think he very well might. And that's the reason, Mark, I said that I thought he'd be on this team and motivated to put the past behind him and concentrate solely on money. Because this is what this is for him. It's a money year. And I think it still might work that way in Dallas. That's why I thought they wouldn't move from him.
The only problem in Dallas is you got CeeDee Lamb going to get 115 catches, right? 180 passes thrown to him. That's the only thing you have to worry about there if you're George. But George knows. I mean, let's see how disciplined he can be, knowing that this is tied to a big payday at the end of it right now. So as George Pickens' legacy here, one of the more extremely talented individuals you'll ever see, ever. But he cared about one person, and one person alone, and those things tend to don't work in team sports. And
unless he cares for himself with money at the end of it. I'm telling you.
I just don't know why the Steelers haven't figured this out yet, is they can't change everybody. Just because you're, you know, if you have some red flags, there's a reason why those red flags are not talking about medically. I'm talking about, you know, history stuff. You can't change everybody, and they got to just get away from that. And I think they've done that for the past couple of years where, you know, if talent is number one, being a good human is 1B. So I think they're going down the right path of at least putting a roster together like that.
Thank you, big boy. We'll talk to you next week. I feel like I've forgotten something, but now I can't remember what, which is why I've forgotten.
Bob's already leaving, so it doesn't matter.
Bye, Mark.
See you, fellas.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.